Welcome to Manchester United Daily, your dedicated space for all things United. I'm your host, Alex, and today, as always, we promise to bring you the latest from the heart of Old Trafford. In the limelight today, potentially game-changing transfer rumours and player sales are taking centre stage. We'll unpack the aspirations of Sir Jim Ratcliffe and his ambitions to reinforce the squad, alongside the fate of rising stars and seasoned players alike. Yes, the rumour mill is indeed churning, and we're here to make sense of it all for you. Further into our show, we also take a closer look at management and strategic decisions, as the quest for a new manager takes a twist, and Ineos' influence looms large. Let's get right into it. It's no secret that Sir Jim Ratcliffe is determined to change things up. The Ineos magnate appears poised and ready to push for a big acquisition, with Manchester United said to be considering Crystal Palace's Michael Olise as a potential replacement for the underperforming Antony. Olise's tempting £60 million release clause beckons amidst his 6 goals and 3 assists that have impressively marked his Premier League season, a stark contrast to Antony's lack of goals, and a single assist in 25 appearances. A tactical pivot may be underway at Manchester United, probing into the strategy behind leveraging Mason Greenwood in a potential deal. It has been reported Greenwood, currently on loan at Getafe, could serve as a makeweight in United's pursuit of Juventus defender Gleison Bremer. The prospect sheds light on the team's intricate transfer plans. Meanwhile, youth prodigy Alejandro Garnacho finds himself at the heart of Ineos' project. Resonating with Ratcliffe's ethos of zero tolerance for failure, either on the pitch or through off-field antics, Garnacho is poised to remain a pivotal figure for United. Conversely, this period of preparation could see the departure of personnel such as Anthony Martial and Rafael Varane, as talents like Garnacho are primed for the future. Speaking of change, Scott McTominay embodies this current period of transition. Despite being a sturdy product of United's academy and contributing with 9 goals this season, his fit with the future direction envisioned by Ratcliffe and the club's hierarchy seems misaligned. A valuation at £40 million presents its own set of complexities as conversations nod towards a paradigm shift within the midfield. As the transfer window looms in the distance, we might soon see a fresh ensemble of Red Devils, marking a new chapter with selections by Sir Jim Ratcliffe and the Manchester United leadership. Not just the players, but the fans too, should prepare for a summer slate of both arrivals and farewells that will undoubtedly shape the seasons to come. In today's management spotlight, we're analysing the movements made at the Theatre of Dreams, where the search for leadership excellence is at the forefront of Manchester United's mid-term strategy. As the curtain begins to close on Erik ten Hag's tenure, with his approach labelled kamikaze, and his side's Champions League dreams hanging by a thread, finding a successor is as intense as the Premier League title race itself. The names on everyone's lips? The innovative Graham Potter, who has spent a year out of the managerial hot seat, and Brighton's tactical maestro Roberto De Zerbi. Market insiders are noting an anomaly. United's delay in making a firm managerial decision could see them skip past the creme de la creme of available coaches, leaving an open goal for the likes of Liverpool to snap up such sought-after tacticians as Ruben Amorim. Yet, could this play into United's hands by allowing them time to entice either Potter or De Zerbi? Time will tell. Stepping back from the chalkboard to the boardroom, the news of structural leadership changes at Old Trafford is just as intriguing. The appointment of elite leadership figures like Omar Berada, Dan Ashworth, and Jason Wilcox signals a clear intention from Ineos to establish a progressive foundation off the pitch. But what does the Ineos involvement mean for team strategy? Rebuilding, recalibrating, and redefining are words often used, but the solvent for success seems to be a meticulous scrutiny that rejects mediocrity. With Ratcliffe leading the way, there's an unyielding desire to foster a squad that combines both commercial viability with unparalleled on-pitch skills. So yes, even the players aren't immune to the change that's coming. The boardroom is currently divided over Jadon Sancho's future at the club. Technical director hopeful Jason Wilcox believes in reintegration. The club, influenced by Ineos, leans towards a sale. Negotiation styles, player values, and endgame goals are continually being reassessed, with Ratcliffe's vision pitting against the established structure. This strategic tug-of-war over player transactions serves as an intriguing subplot in a much larger narrative shaping the future of Manchester United. As the Red Devils plot their next course, the intersection of sports and business remains the epicenter of United's resurgence ambition. Stay with us as we continue to track these developments. As we look ahead to upcoming matches, Manchester United's team availability has become quite the topic of discussion. In recent updates, the squad is happy by the return of a key player deemed necessary for the clash against Coventry. The significance of his presence cannot be overstated as United navigates through a challenging period with six players sidelined for various reasons. Injuries and match fitness concerns plague the team's preparations, forcing tactical readjustments and an opportunity for fringe players to step up. Turning our attention to European football, Jadon Sancho has been making waves in the Champions League with Borussia Dortmund. The Manchester United loanee was instrumental in Dortmund's electric charge into the semi-finals, putting in a solid performance that had the German media take notice. Sancho was praised for his bravery in taking on defenders and his disciplined defensive work, though a direct goal involvement eluded him this time. His resurgence in form in the European spotlight is a breath of fresh air for United supporters who have eagerly watched his progress. Finally, we touch upon Andreas Pereira's recent comments concerning his departure from Old Trafford. Pereira claims to have sought out a place to feel loved and appreciated, a sentiment that he felt was not provided in Manchester. His transition to Fulham has been a testament to his desire for regular playtime and the appreciation he yearned for, highlighting the emotional factors players consider beyond the pitch. It's a candid reflection on the professional and personal crossroads that athletes face, a reminder of the human element in the world of professional football. Well, that brings today's episode of Manchester United Daily to a close. We've covered a lot of ground, from Sir Jim Ratcliffe's ambitious transfer market moves and the strategic play involving Mason Greenwood, to the ongoing search for a new manager and the latest developments with players like Jadon Sancho. Your engagement is the heart of what we do here, and we're grateful for your ears and your passion for all things Manchester United. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do subscribe and join us again for more updates. This has been your host, Alex, and remember to keep the conversation going by also sharing your thoughts and theories on the future of the Red Devils. Thank you for listening, and whether it's the intrigue of the transfer window or the on-field tactics, keep supporting the team that brings us together day after day. Until next time, stay red.